This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Homeless shelters are among the congregate care settings where coronavirus vaccinations are being rolled out this week. In Worcester, the effort began this morning. WBUR's Lynn Joliker was there.
Thank you, my friend. You could go register over there.
One at a time.
The lobby of the emergency shelter known as Hotel Grace in the old Ascension Church in Worcester turned into a makeshift clinic. Shelter guests sat behind temporary curtains, answered medical history questions, and rolled up their sleeves.
I'm just going to clean the area really good. I'm going to have you relax your arm.
48-year-old Stephen Fontaine has been staying at the shelter for 2 weeks and wanted to get the vaccine at his first chance.
I was shocked that it came so fast, and it was a blessing, really. Yeah, I jumped right on that.
You didn't have any hesitation?
No, not at all.
Fontaine says he spent 10 months in jail for a probation violation. He went straight from jail to the homeless shelter 2 weeks ago. He didn't catch COVID behind bars, but he's still afraid of it.
Yeah, it was a little scary at first when I first got here. It's like, when there was like 8 people that had it just before I got here, and then 3 more the other night.
The risks became apparent again today in the middle of the vaccination clinic.
Richie, she's positive. All right. She's got COVID, so let me get her and bring her over. Can somebody call for the hotel?
A doctor on site identified a shelter guest who had just tested positive. She was taken out of the shelter to be brought to an isolation hotel as the vaccinations continued.
Just going to be a really quick pinch. And that's it. You're all set.
It's absolutely brutal what all of these people have been through for the last 10 months.
Ben Potee is a first-year medical student at UMass. He and other students helped the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner administer the vaccines today.
COVID makes everything harder, but it makes things really, really hard if your life is already difficult. And so I'm really glad the state of Massachusetts has decided to prioritize this group and to get the vaccine out to them as soon as possible.
For some at the shelter, it's taken convincing from people like Pastor Richie Gonzalez. He's executive director of Net of Compassion, the nonprofit that runs Hotel Grace.
We got more than 75% of the people in the shelter taking the vaccine today. So to me, that was an amazing response. A lot of them first was like a little skeptical because even from the staff, they didn't want to take it because they, oh, it's a new vaccine. We don't know how is that going to work yet. I just got to wait a little while.
After shelter guests and workers were vaccinated, remaining doses went to workers from a local soup kitchen and residents of a prison reentry program. Bobby Hammond is one of those Dismas House residents who came for a coronavirus vaccine eagerly.
Because I thought it was important for me and the community. I don't want to be spreading this around or even catch it, you know.
Hammond says he just got out of prison after serving 10 years for a robbery that stemmed from his addiction.
Before this, I was out on the streets running around using drugs, and I no longer choose to live my life like that. So I'm getting help for myself, and that's part of why I want to get this right here, the shot.
The city hopes to have upwards of 500 people living in adult, family, and domestic violence shelters in Worcester vaccinated by the end of the week. Health workers will return to each location 28 days after the first shots in hopes of finding people for their second doses. Stephen Fontaine and Bobby Hammond say no matter where they're living in a month, they'll be back at Hotel Grace to get the rest of their vaccine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.